This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes. All right.
Oh, he's back.
I am.
He's back.
I'm ready to rock. I think we've got a lot to talk about.
Looking like $1 million minus New York City taxes.
Fair. you are wearing the color of the shirt of potentially the flowers I'm going to deliver to you today. Oh. We do need to die. We just need to get to business. Okay. You were the only one at this place that got it right. Can we revisit the trade deadline? Is that okay? By the way, shout out Jeremy Otto's Fertility. Another kid. I swear to God, his wife gets pregnant every 3 months.
Yeah, I was laughing. I was like, did the kid come out yelling mustard?
Amazing. But I want to revisit the trade deadline. Not because I wasn't here, but because I think the weekend could provide perspective, context, and frankly, for some people, Jim Costa, a chance to cool out a little bit. Now, you were the only one who got it right. Rico Lamar Beard from the top said, guys, they're not going to do much of anything. They are not going to give you the blockbusters you're looking for. You're the only one who believed it, and you nailed it. And I think it's where I want to start.
Oh, I appreciate that.
It's the truth, though. You were steadfast, and I fought you.
Because, Mike, sometimes you just have to. It's not even the tea leaves. It's when somebody leaves the playbook open.
Yeah.
They just left it open. And Scott Harris, even in this press conference after the trade deadline, said everything I thought he was going to say. Didn't want to regret. Kenny, what was the term that he said?
Haunting.
Haunting. Yeah, he didn't want to be haunted by some trades that he made. And they were just here to try to make the playoffs. And
Stop right there. This is the crux of the deal. There will be no yelling from me today because I've given up because of what Rico just said. The Tigers have told you. They've been the most honest. They have told you exactly who they are and what they want to be. And none of this is ad hominem. This is just my view of reality, is that they want to be good. They want to be consistently good. But I don't think the World Series is the obsession that it is for some organizations or in the Canadian language organizations. I don't think that the World Series, look, when Mr. I was here, they burned to win. And I don't think that's what we're seeing. Now, here's the other problem. Rico, not every trade is equal. I can't scream and yell today about the bat they didn't get. Eugenio Suarez was the only big bat that moved. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. The reliever was the thing I wanted, even to a point where I apparently I was being made fun of for it. Well, interesting. One of the guys I wanted did. Oh, wait. Both guys I wanted got moved.
No, he wasn't supposed to be moved because, you know, that's
the point I'm making. Gold is, this weekend, I watched last night and I was jealous. I admit it. I was jealous because I looked at Duren coming into that game and I'm like, that should be Comerica. That should be us. We have this team that's, you know, 15-16 over. They're clearly the best of this bad division. They're one of, if not the best teams in the AL. Like, we have a real chance at special things. And it's kind of a straw man to me because no deal that was going to be made would ever have involved Clark, McGonagall, Briseno. Look, you would have protected your Rainier. You weren't trading your top four or five prospects. It just wasn't happening. But when I read reports, and Evan Petzold put this out there, essentially, executives said the Tigers, if you asked about anyone with a pulse, the answer was no.
Correct.
So my view is this. Take a Duren or a Griffin Jacks. Duren specifically. Signed this year, next year, and the year after. How would you possibly regret that? Linking up an elite closer in the Scooble window, in your World Series window, Rico, he's on the season tickets next year as one of your three or four most recognizable players.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because the people that you're talking about regretting,
that's a rental player.
You're talking about 5-6 years down the line, the guys that are in the minor league before they become that guy that you think they're going to be. There's a good chance you're not even here when that blossoms. So
I want to ask the question. No, you're getting right to it, people, and I don't think you need to feel bad about it. This is your team. You do what you want. Is good good enough? I think if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know how I feel about it, and I don't need to yell to communicate it. I don't have time for good. Win the World Series or burn it down and try again. I can't be anybody else. Doesn't mean I'm right, but I'm me, okay? That's how I am with sports. If you think that's a miserable existence, that's cool. I think being good but never risking being great is a waste of time. That's my view on sports. Any sport. On ice, hardwood, dirt, grass, astroturf, or otherwise. So I want to ask the question. Now that the deadline has moved past, and look, I'm not going to use this weekend as this big referendum, but when you play good teams, you're not good. What are you, 19-26 against teams with a winning record? The Phillies are exactly the type of you-know-what you're going to see.
Right.
And Christian Sanchez threw like 5 pitches in 7 innings. I mean, the swings are awful. You got Matt Vierling leading off against a lefty. Like, man, I'd love to see that against Max Fried. So I want to know where you guys are at. There's no point in me yelling and screaming because it's not going to change anything. I will credit the organization. They are actually quite honest about what they're doing. I said to you a year ago, I'll say it today, it's wait for the kids.
Yep.
And I think, let me ask you this. Is this unfair or slanderous if I say this? I'm asking you in this beautiful rose-colored shirt.
Because, Mike, sometimes
I'm asking you.
It's not GM talk. Sometimes it's just the truth. Wait for the kids. They believe that.
What if I said you're the Tampa Bay Rays with a beautiful stadium? Always there, always plucky, but never truly going for it. Never being willing to bottom out at risk.
You know what?
Stay good, stay relevant.
I will allow that because basically what you're saying is get me a seat at the table.
Yep.
Maybe I'll get lucky and win a World Series because somebody's injured, somebody gets red hot. Basically, you're winning because of outside forces, not because you have the best players.
And again, Scott Harris has made comments that say, hey, look, your best shot is make the playoffs as many times as you can and give yourself as many chances.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not wrong. I'm not yelling and screaming about all because, again, it's not as if 7 high-caliber right-handed bats moved.
No.
But when you continue to shop at the Lethal Weapon 3 DVD bin for relievers, look, Finnegan is fine, and he was one of the guys on the lower end of acceptable. We're good. The Charlie Morton thing pitched well last night, and I'm not going to hold April and May against him. But I also don't think a 41-year-old is going to be there in October for you the way you need it.
Correct.
So I'm asking you guys, is good good enough? And I truly believe all four franchises in this town have a little bit of this issue about being good long-term, be good, be relevant, sell tickets. I don't know that anyone wants to step forward and do what it takes to be great, because what greatness requires in professional sports is generally risking your job, risking it going wrong. It's up to you guys. I'm never going to change.
You know, because, but here's the thing about greatness. Good, you're just, you're in the game. Great means pressure. Great means that all of a sudden now you're on the clock. Yep. Great means that, okay, what moves are you doing? Because everybody's going to judge you off of what you say. If you say, I'm just going to make the playoffs, you may playoff type moves, but you also had a head start in this division and you play in one of the worst divisions. If you say World Series, now you're going to grade it a little differently. Now right. It's like, you know what? Pressure. So long as you don't say those magical words together, the pressure never comes.
And again, if you guys want to mock me watching Sunday Night Baseball and it bumming me out a little bit because I go, man, that could be us. That's fine. Laugh at it. Poke fun at it. Do whatever you want. That's Dave Dombrowski doing what Dombrowski does. And, whoa, it would have required a top 100 prospect. I don't care. One of those prospects that they traded for Duren was a catcher. You have two of them. You have redundancy. Mm-hmm. Pick the guy you like better. Send the other one out. Well, Briseno's a first baseman. Okay, then I'll find another catcher because I have Dylan Dingler. Yes, Kenny.
No, I think Rico pretty much nailed it. What I wanted to say is the starting of the clock, the starting of the window. So like the second that a Scott Harris or a Steve Yzerman or an any GM in this town, call it, starts that window, as in makes that big trade, makes that big move that you want, they're declaring to everybody that this is our window, we're going to win right now. And if we don't win right now, then I have failed. And I feel like a lot of GMs in sports, in particular in this city, are afraid to do that.
Let me explain what happens. And both of you, feel free to disagree with this, honestly. I think what fans do is they conflate two value systems, meaning like if you have a financial advisor, let's say someone who plays the stock market, when he makes you money, oh, he's a genius. His algorithm's perfect. I made the right picks. Look at me go.
Right.
And when it's bad, it's market conditions and it was unavoidable. Well, hold on. These GMs, it's the same thing. In sports, when you do well, you get all the credit. And when you do poorly, you absolve yourself. Mm-hmm. See, it doesn't work this way. If you take all the credit, you get all the blame. Mm-hmm. Or we can play a different game. When you do well, you got lucky. Right. And when you do poorly, you got unlucky. Yeah. You can't conflate the two.
No, because the way I see it, Mike, and that's a great analogy. I look at it more of a using that stock market long-term versus short-term investing. The aggressive GMs are trying to win right now. But chances are, if you fail, you're going to get burned out and you're going to get broomed out.
You've just described a hedge fund. Congratulations.
If you're going the long-term route, you got a little job security, and you could always, hey, when these guys on the farm system get a, judge me based off of them.
Check out that compound interest, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're not wrong. So look, for me, I don't have the ability or the emotion to scream about this because, as Rico put it, he's been right all along. They've told you who they are. Do I agree with it? Of course I don't. But I'm banging my head off a toilet seat here. There's no point. I didn't think you were a World Series team before the deadline, and I don't think you're going to hoist the trophy after it. Because, again, I think Harris is telling you, I just want to get in the dance. I want to be good. I want to have a rock star farm system. Mm-hmm. And if they win, if they happen to win a World Series, well, all the better. But no, I don't believe it's their obsession.
Did you listen to his press conference on your vacation? Because
yes.
He said all those things.
Rico, I unplug. I don't drown myself.
No, I still pay attention.
I'm just saying here, so long as we don't see you out there in the bathing suit photos.
No.
Looking at you, Jim Costa, because we actually didn't want to look at you.
No, again, the difference between me and him, I live on my vacation.
I was about to say,
you got hugged enough?
Yeah. Honestly. Yes.
You didn't go candle making or whatever he did?
We're going to have to discuss. I'm going to need more intel on that momentarily. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from you guys. With the Tigers, the deadline, few days out, they dropped 2 or 3 to the Phils. They're 19-26 teams with a winning record. Okay. Is good enough? Because I think this is what they're offering you. Rico, take him to church. We'll get to the phones next.
All right, you guys ready to turn your basement into something that's absolutely
booming,
perfect for you? Well, your basement will be booming, but not that. Your basement will become the man cave that you want, or if you want to add an extra bedroom, you want to add a bar, you want to add a half bath or a full bath in your basement, game room, whatever you need to do, you need to give my guys at Matrix Basement a shout out. They will come in there, free consultation. They'll come up with a design, and they won't stop until you absolutely love the design. And then after that, they'll get all the permits. They'll do all the work. And
booming.
Boom. Your basement is going to be done very fast. They've been working on mine for 2 weeks. It's just passed another inspection this morning, and I'm looking to have it up and running and ready for football season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
97.1, good to have you with us. 5 o'clock. We're not going to do a big reset on this. If you missed the game, let me encapsulate it for you.
Not where I thought you were going.
God-awful pair of games against the Twins. Low quality at bats. Bullpen's a mess. Starting pitching's a mess. Look, you've lost 16-23. A month ago today, you had a 15.5 game lead in the division. Today it's 6. Guardians have already won today. Beat the Mets again in New York. If you're not concerned now, when will you be? And look, if you just want to vent, go for it. If you want to offer optimism, I'm not against it. It's just when we sit here, I'm not going to make things up. And we're not going to sit here and just inject hopium in our veins. Like, I don't have some great pathway out of this. Okay, let's start with the rotation. Scooble's a god. But Rico, you said it. The team is putting him in a position he has to win every start. Mm-hmm. Jack Flaherty is very up and down. Had some terrible starts, some good starts, terrible again today. Fine. On the year, you're rocking an ERA near 5. It is what it is. Casey Mize, up and down. then it's Chris Paddock, who was never good, but you felt a need to trade for him. Now, Charlie Morton, I don't have any problems with. I can trust Charlie Morton. He's got enough pedigree. I'll let go of the early season struggles. He turned it around. He can help you. The point is, it's not like the rotation can be expected to be lights out. Then you go bullpen. Bullpen's been bad. Tommy Canley in the last month, Rico, I think he's pitched 8 innings and given up like 80 runs. He's been awful. He was awful again today.
Yeah.
You traded for one reliever who the team says he's going to have to earn opportunities because he's terrible. You got another guy who's solid. Finnegan is a solid MLB pro. Happy he's here. I'm not going to knock him, but he's not going to save you alone. No. Tyler Holton can't pitch no more. I don't know how many more times you got to look at Tyler Holton.
All right. What about no Troy Melton?
Listen. He's a kid.
Right.
Got to see it up and down, right? The whole point is, okay, go to the lineup. Now, what's more real? What they were the first 2.5, 3 months of the year, or what they are now?
I'm thinking a little closer to what they are now.
Minus Riley Green, who's just in a god-awful slump, but the pedigree is there.
See, I want, and that's why I say going back to school, where he has to win every game. What I don't need him out there doing is pressing, because I do think that's what Riley Green is doing right now, is he is trying to, you know, at one at bat, he was trying to tie the game, even though they were down by 4, and it was like, Riley, there's no such thing as a 5-run homer, but calm down, relax. I think he's pressing. I don't want to see Scooble out there knowing if I don't win this thing, I don't know who's going to win this thing.
And look, ultimately, and I'm not going to sit here, and I want to be clear, because I can't change. Your words are going to get twisted. You're on the air 20 hours a week. I don't have some magic bullet, right? You weren't trading for Mickey Mantle at the deadline. I know that. But I will continue to go back to it. Ask yourself, did Scott Harris give this team its best opportunity to win the World Series? Yes or no? The answer from anyone sensible who's not a bought and paid for shill is no. Now, that doesn't mean he did nothing. It's a little more nuanced than that. He did something. Small things. Mm-hmm. But to me, it was pretty evident they needed to be a little bolder. Once again, that doesn't mean trading Max Clark. Save those ticket texts. So I think it's okay to look at it and go, well, since the deadline, 2-4, they're not playing good baseball. And all three parts of the game, I don't know what the way out is. Now, this weekend, you're going to play Anaheim. You have Scooble. You got Morton. You got Mize. Rico, you got to take 2 or 3.
Yeah.
It's a home series. You got to take 2 or 3. Right. What are the Angels? 500?
And you need to just start off with get the Scooble, and then hopefully Morton can come out there, get you that game. Yeah. And then, you know, if you can sweep them, great. But if not, you won the series. Because remember, that's what got them here. They were just winning series. They didn't have this long, luxurious winning streak. It was, you know what, 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4. You know, and they just kept winning. Now you're struggling. Now I feel like the players are starting to press a little.
Luckily,
I thought maybe with the Diamondbacks and going out there and sweeping them, you felt like there was going to be a sense of calm, but it's still there.
Look, I just think some legitimate moves at the deadline could have added some juice.
Could have.
You saw what the arrival of Duren did for Philly. Whether you couldn't get him or not, you didn't try. Let's be real. You weren't willing to give up anything. That comes direct from baseball executives. You just took an unserious approach to it. Mm-hmm. So it makes me question, is the goal the World Series, or is the goal be relevant, be good? Let's fill the ballpark up.
I think you know the answer to that, Mike, because this is when, you know, when you're, it appears, seems like, looks like, feels like
that was rhetorical.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. But it just feels like, in my opinion, when you say things like, you know, you didn't want to be haunted by making moves. Okay. Well, you know what's haunting me right now? Watching this team play. Because this is why a lot of people, Kenny, are sending you that text, because you were Cleveland last year.
I'll reserve it for 10 games.
No. Yeah, I understand.
I'll wait.
Think about how long it took us to finally say, guys, this may actually happen.
Yeah.
It was happening in front of us. We just didn't want to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And I think the same can be said. When you're looking at Cleveland, hey, for you, it's Labor Day. For me, you know what? If it's a certain game.
I'll give you a difference. Okay, now the Yankee slide has been a little worse. Okay, the Yankee slide extends to mid-June. And look, the Yankees, obviously, it's a totally different town with a different expectation level. But I want to just share something. So they just lost the series to the Marlins. Utterly unacceptable. Me, as a Yankee fan, I would have fired Aaron Boone. Like, I don't take kindly to nonsense. And when you're in the second half and you're in a win-now mode and you believe you're a World Series team, no, dumping series to bad teams. Do you guys understand the Minnesota Twins are up for sale? They traded 10 players. Players made public comments about basically nobody wants to come back here tomorrow. That team walked in here and dusted you 2 or 3. No, it's unacceptable. Now, no, I'm not calling for anyone to be fired. I'm making a point to you. You also don't whistle by the graveyard or put on your lucky hat for the next game. No, you talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
6 games, it's a comfortable lead. Had it not been 15 and a half, I think we all would look around the room and go, we're good. But it was 15 and a half. It's 6. 248-539-9797. Kenny on ticket text. Then it's going to be all callers. Go ahead, Kenneth.
Too many Ole swings, not enough effort from these Tiger bats. Yes, I am worried about this team turning into the Twins, but I'm not full panic just yet.
I'm there. The next 10 games, 3 against the Angels, 3 against Chi Sox, 4 against Twins. That 10-game run, if they pull some 3-7, 4-6 nonsense, no. Then I'm going to join the guy in the red hat over here. Then it's different.
No. For the record, I'm not hoping that they tank for the rest of
the season.
No. I understand where people are coming from, how they see how this is going, because once again, last year, we all were talking about the voodoo and the magic, but yeah, guys, this won't last. They're not going to keep winning, and they just kept winning. You were the Guardians. I think real recognizes real, and I think that's why a lot of people are panicked. Go ahead.
Is this us turning, by the way, into like, you could draw the parallel with Lion fans of we don't know what winning is like, so we don't know how to behave when the winning starts to happen, especially at that clip. We're not used to winning like that, being the best team in baseball. When was the last time that happened, that we were actually the best team in baseball? When was the last time the Lions were the best team in football? That was even longer ago. Yeah. But you fans don't know how to act right now.
Yeah, but see, Kenny, I think when you look at the Lions, you see that they actually have some real legitimate stars. And it's sustainable. For this, it was, wow, I can't believe how they started the season, I was blown away. Okay. Because remember, guys, wait till May. Things will slow down. Okay, wait till June. Like, things didn't finally slow down until the All-Star break, but it just didn't slow down. It's almost coming to a crashing halt.
And I've never been under the belief that you can Zach McKinstry your way to a World Series. I don't think that's how a winning team is
you
built.
You watch your mouth. He's an All-Star.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Straight to the people, we are revisiting the deadline. Not to be redundant, but because A, you needed time to cool your engines a little bit, really settle in with your feelings, but also you lost 2 of 3 to the Phillies. And I look again, you're not a good team against teams with a winning record. Okay. I'm uninterested in the flashy record. Like, I understand it's been a thing and you obviously love winning. Winning is fun, but I'm past the novelty of last year. Last year was a Disney movie. This year, I'm treating you like a big boy. This is about winning the World Series. I don't care that you dominate the dregs of the league. I care about this weekend against Philly. You were up against it. Your lineup is not good enough. And against real pitching, and you saw it against Seattle, you saw it against Texas, you're seeing it again here. Against real pitching, you are largely rendered helpless. So the combination of a deadline that they did nothing to address the offense. And again, I can't scream. I won't. It's silly. I don't know who the right-handed bat was they were supposed to go and get. It's not my job. I'm not going to yell about Suarez.
Right.
I wasn't going to overpay on a rental. You know what I wanted. I listed, and I even got made fun of for it, so it's rather hilarious that the team did trade both guys I brought up.
I thought about that.
Let me put on my...
I'll let it go.
Let me put on my little Burger King crown. The point I'm making is last night when I saw Duren come in the game with the intro, with the electricity, that's what we lack in this town is Dave Dombrowski has one job, win the World Series, willing to lose his job in that process. Here, if you read Evan Petzl, the Tigers, if you called and asked for a human being with four limbs, they said no, because they weren't giving up anything. I would have exploded if they gave up a top three or four prospect for basically anything on the board. That was never happening. So the question Rico and I have asked is simple. Is this good enough? Meaning, if this is who they are, that they're never going to really go for it, they're going to try to be good. They're going to try to put a nice product on the field for you guys. Daiquiri time. But they don't burn to win. There's a difference between an aspiration and a goal. I think those are different things. Kenny's goal is to get drunk tonight. That's doable. His aspiration is to be
World Series or championship. I will only be upset at you if you never deter from your initial strategy to go all in or to change your approach to be aggressive, because that will speak to me of you being timid and scared. And I can't respect that, no matter how good you do in terms of all the other things. Yeah, it's great. Sky Harris built up the front system. That's good. He saw some diamonds in the rough. That's good. But you have a missed opportunity here. You're going to be in the playoffs. The American League, quite frankly, is wide open in that there are no great teams, but there are some good teams. And you have the best pitcher in baseball. You have to you can't be so stubborn in your approach that you're not willing to let what present results and opportunities to have wiggle room to make a detour. Not a detour that's irresponsible, but a detour that is reasonable. And I feel like the moves they made were necessity more than aggression. Case in point, you lost Job. We know Job was not going to pitch all year, but you lost him early. All right. So you were down a starter. You then lost Reese Olsen. That's not a starter. You're down to three legitimate starters in your rotation. You had to get Charlie Morton. You didn't get Charlie Morton because you were trying to win. You had to get him because you need the body.
Well, right? and because Alex Cobb, I view it like I'm never going to see him.
It's not going to happen. Terrible signing in the Maeda myth last year, who could have been that additional right long-term reliever who could have filled in, was also a myth. But the point is that your moves at the deadline were made out of necessity to maintain water, not to get better. I don't care what anybody says. Bo Brisky, Tyler Horton, Jason Foley, two of the three guys are gone for the – well, I'm sorry, no. Well, Brisky's not as good this year. Foley's hurt, and Holton's not as good.
And Lang will find out in September.
But the point is, Mike, is that the bullpen – the reason why you added guys in the bullpen, to me, were guys out of necessity because the guys you banked on last year are either hurt or not as good.
That's right.
So I didn't feel like they tried to make moves to get better, no. And that's why I'm upset.
No, and Dre, you have every right to. I mean, like I said – this is always, Dre, it's hilarious, it's turned into politics. Basically, if you disagree with what the team's doing, you're wrong. And it's like, well, no. And it's like, if you agree with the team, it doesn't mean you're also wrong. It is very complicated. This is about what you as a fan want, need, demand, if you will. And again, I think this town is... You know what this feels like as a city is that if fans are okay with the Tigers just, hey, they want to be good and competitive and stay the course and be relevant, mm-hmm. It's almost like you're admitting you're a small market. That you are admitting you don't want to swim with the big dogs anymore.
I think that's happened, Mike, that people actually think that Detroit is a small market. It's like, it doesn't have to be.
No, it's not.
You've accepted the role. Like, okay, I guess we are just a small market.
Well, look at the Lions. Now, the NFL does not care about market size.
No, they don't.
Meaning, you can be Pittsburgh and be the envy of everyone.
Green Bay.
Yeah. Yes. Look at the way the Lions have behaved themselves. No. We're good enough. We have bills coming due. We want to take care of our people.
Right.
I look at it as, you're in a Super Bowl window. It is time to put the accelerator down, and if we have to retool in a year or two, we'll do it.
But see, the thing is, when it comes to, it seems like, looks like, feels like with all the GMs as they sit around the Coney Island and have these, you know, discussions with each other, the window does not exist. There is no window. Let's not act like there's a window. Let's just keep going. Let's just be relevant. Let's be above average and we'll be great because guess what? We'll all make our Monday meeting here at the Coney.
I feel like the first guy in this town. The first GM in this town that makes a blockbuster move. Mm-hmm. Here's what the other three are going to say at the Coney.
Yep.
Now I got to be bold.
Oh.
Look what you did, Bob.
Because you can only imagine that one shows up late and the other three are sitting there reading the paper like, did you see what he just did? Didn't we have an agreement?
Look what you did.
We had an agreement.
Now I got my owner calling me. He wants a bold move.
Yeah.
It feels very passive because it feels like all four teams in this town be good, stay in the mix, mm-hmm. but don't start the clock on any of our jobs or start the clock on a window.
Preach future, not present.
You can always sell hope. That's why the backup QB or backup goalie is always a popular player in this city. Mm-hmm. It's hope. Mm-hmm. You're set like the prospect thing. No, I value having a system so I can trade them. I value having prospects, but I view it as the best window for the Tigers to win a World Series is one that includes Tarek Skubal, meaning this year and next year. Now, will they have the opportunity to bid on him in the open market and all that? I don't even care anymore. The whole point is I have the ability to do this now. You're in a division that can't get out of bed in the morning. You're in an AL that is amongst the worst. I would certainly defer to Caputo on this. It is one of the worst in my lifetime. This AL's awful. Mm-hmm. I view that as skinny one on the right. Put the accelerator down and let's go. You know what I mean?
Like, what? Oh, hit the gas.
Instead, I'm out here trading for Paul Sewald. What? 248-539-9797. You guys tell me how you're feeling about it. We'll get more to phone calls, touch table on some football. And yes, we'll have a little lion stuff later on. I have a potential Chernobyl event for everybody.
Okay.
Tigers win on Saturday. It's the only win they got over the weekend. Revisit the trade deadline with me, John. How do you feel? You feel better or worse?
Well, I didn't feel as bad as you did. So I guess I feel a little bit better now that you finally see what it is that you bought and how they're performing. And I thought Morton did a masterful job yesterday against a really tough lineup. And so I like the fact that we have another starter. And it really, I feel better about the starting pitching than I did maybe a week ago. Now, and this is on the heels of losing Reese Olson, who I thought was good, was the number two. And with Finnegan in the back end, along with Vest, now Canely is still a gigantic question mark, but I do like the pickups.
So Morton was surprising on Sunday, right? Well, I think to anybody. I mean, that was one of his best outings of the entire season. I mean, he had a rough month of July. The five previous starts didn't indicate that he was going to come out and dazzle to the degree he did. So I would say I was impressed with Charlie Morton in his first start as a Tiger. I thought 96 on the gun in the first inning, and he kept that velo for the most part. The curveball, I think, was the key to him putting up a six strikeout, you know, total on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Finnegan, four out save on Saturday. So two of the guys they added looked good. Mm-hmm. But
they lost two of three.
Yes. It wasn't good enough.
And
they couldn't even get to Finnegan on Friday because the bullpen is still not built up, and they were shut out on Sunday. And I know they don't need any bats, right? But they were shut out. So I don't feel better. I feel like it's, again, a deadline that's going to keep them from winning a World Series.
Well, and there's only one way to find out.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Philly, a team that is more aggressive in that pursuit, takes two or three and does it with, you know, their big addition leading the way.
Right. But it's also on the heels of, like, how did everyone else do? We're focused on the matchup with the Phillies because, and some of it's with Dombrowski and some of it's Scott Harris, and it's who they added, who we added, and you end up, that's the head-to-head matchup. But you also look around the baseball and you think, okay, well, who was one of the other aggressive teams? Seattle. Seattle won two of three. And their bats were on fire. They're a team that is making a push for a World Series championship. And they're still right at the cut line of the wild card. So we'll see how that progresses. But it was also the Yankees. Yankees went from leading their division to trailing Toronto. Now they are third in their division, and the additions that they made on Thursday, we got a chance to see all three of them Friday night. Jake Bird, who allowed four earned runs.
He got bombed.
Three hits, a base on balls, home run in 0.1 innings pitched.
It didn't last, so they had to go to the pen again.
Yeah, so they went to David Bednar. I thought, oh, okay, well, hey, this is the guy everyone wanted from Pittsburgh.
Dude, right? Yeah.
He allowed two earned runs in 1.2 innings pitched, four hits, and a home run as well.
Not great.
So let's go to everybody else's favorite that they wanted, Duvall.
Yeah.
All right. He allowed three runs, one of them earned.
Oh, boy.
Because they still can't defend.
Yep.
In 0.1 innings pitched, he allowed two hits and a base on balls. So by my math, that's nine runs by the three predominantly big-time relievers that everyone wanted.
Yeah, the three controllable arms they added at the deadline. They got swept by the Marlins over the weekend.
Yeah.
Now they
and where are they now? They're a half game in front of the Seattle Mariners for that last wild card spot.
Yeah, they're right on the edge. Look, I think in New York, there's a pressure cooker there, and if those guys blow up, they blow up. I would still commend them for going out and adding those guys, right?
Sure, and that's one game.
And that's the key, too, with the bullpen. They're volatile by nature. You're going to have to judge not only what the Yankees did, but what the Tigers did in the postseason. Like, this is not a plant the flag.
If the Yankees make it, yeah.
Right. This isn't, hey, Harris screwed up or Harris won the deadline today on a Monday. We're going to know that in October. Like, they got to catch lightning in a bottle. Maybe this Morton thing, they can catch lightning in a bottle. He's 41 years old. He has a relationship with A.J. Hinch. I'm sure you heard the story from Buster Olney, who said, you know, A.J. pulled him aside when they were on opposite sides and said, just have fun out there. And if they can unlock the curveball to go with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, he could be the number five starter, right? Catch lightning in a bottle. They're going to need to, because while I think Finnegan's a real major league arm, everybody else they added, they're hoping to catch lightning in a bottle with. It's not like they're coming in as proven commodities.
Right. But if you have him and say he's your fifth starter, you move him to the bullpen, and now you've got, for the postseason, now you've got somebody that can actually get you from when you know, Scooble comes out in the sixth inning or when anybody comes out in the sixth inning, you got somebody that can go 7 and 8 and get you to Vest or Finnegan.
Yeah, I mean, the guys we didn't see are all the, you know, reclamation right. projects. So it's yeah. hard to know what we're getting out of those guys.
Right, but they're not the ones that we're relying on. The ones we're relying on are Morton and Finnegan. And so they added two arms that can be very productive, not just in the regular season, but very productive in the postseason, which is that's what the goal yeah, is.
That's the whole thing. They're going to get in the playoffs. The Detroit Tigers will be a playoff team. If you guys have looked at the month of August, by the way, I know they lost over the weekend 2 or 3. This sets up for them to clean up this month.
Mm-hmm.
They got 25 more games in the month of August. 22 are against teams with losing records. They're going to play the Twins twice. They're going to play the Royals in there, the White Sox. They should make some noise in the month of August, really build that lead up. In September, they're going to face both New York teams and Cleveland and Boston, but this should be a playoff team, and then we'll judge in the postseason whether they did enough at the trade deadline.
Right, and when they play the Mets, just like when they played the Phillies, and earlier in the season, when they played the Padres or they played the Giants or they played anybody that was a team in the National League that we thought, hey, you could possibly face this team in the postseason, there's going to be a direct one-to-one comparison, just like we did for the Phillies, we'll do for the Mets and the Yankees when we get there. It'll be in New York. It'll get a chance to see how these guys react in an environment like that. And it's not just the additions. It's who are going to be the bats.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Did they screw up by not adding a bat? Because they got shut out yesterday in the swing game against a World Series caliber opponent.
Right. Well, okay, you're going to get shut out from time to time.
Right, but again, they're going to be relying on Vierling's bat, Ibanez's bat. Like, these are the guys in the lineup against lefties. Like, these are the guys who will be there in the postseason, and they're going to have to hit, right?
Yep, and they're going to be relying on Torque's bat. Now, I know no great shakes, but he was 2 of 4 yesterday. Jamai Jones was 2 of 3. They just weren't able to get guys, runners in scoring position. They were 0 for 5.
Yeah. That's fourth inning. They had a couple guys and a chance to make some noise, ground into a double play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't feel like they needed to add a bat. I question that. And I question whether the bullpen is rock solid enough.
Right. And but coming out of it, and there's we're going to do this throughout the course of the rest of the season, and we will do it ad nauseum when we get into the playoffs. Hopefully, we'll have some great Lions talk to kind of counter what we're talking about with the on the baseball side of things. But it is who gave up the most at the trade deadline. Obviously, Yankees, one of them, and the Tigers didn't. They still have all their top prospects, and they were able to get Morton, who had a great start for him. Mm-hmm. It's one very small sample size for the Tigers. It was Finnegan. But what does it mean moving forward? What are they able to do when you get to September and ultimately October?
Do you feel better or worse about the deadline after watching this weekend? Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. Morton is going to be this team's Kenny Rogers. A vet, high-pressure experience. He's averaging a strikeout every inning, so you get swing and miss. He's still got it, and he's going to dial it in now that he's on a contender back with A.J. Hinch. Mm-hmm. Tigers should have done more, but the difference between the Tigers and the Phillies is simple. They are World Series or bust. They are at the end of their window. Tigers are at the start. This person may be right, but you got to compete with the teams that are in their World Series or bust window, right? Like, those are the teams. There will always be someone more desperate than you if you're never going to go for it, right?
Sure, but I mean, so look at the starting pitching right now. Let's just take that for example. Obviously, Skubal, mm-hmm. Flaherty, when he is on, is a good number two. You got Paddock. That's a replacement for Olson. And Mize, who has been up and down, but you start to get into September, and these guys hopefully are rounding into form, and then you throw in Morton in there. That's 5 quality pitchers that you're throwing out there, and then move one of them
into
the bullpen
with Melton, who we haven't seen in a reliever role yet, but people were excited about him throwing 98 out of the pen. Texter says Vest is crashing. Right, he gave up some hard contact and runs both on Friday
but now
and
he doesn't
Saturday.
Have to be the only guy.
Yeah, but if Canely's also crashing and Vest is also crashing and Finnegan's good, but you only added Finnegan.
Right, but hopefully it's not every time you get to the ninth inning, it's will vest or bust.
Right.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, so look, there's a lot to talk about with this Tiger team over the weekend, and it's mostly disappointment from the fans, and I get it. I'm disappointed too, but I'm not giving up, and I don't think fans should either. You can do whatever you want. You can feel however you want. The season is not over, in my opinion. There is a chance that these acquisitions can help them. There's no question that bigger moves were out there. The costs were future assets. Now, those future assets, like we took a text last week, okay? I was talking about trading Chris Rodriguez. Chris Rodriguez is a 17-year-old down in the Dominican League 2 and is light years away from being at the major league level. And we got a text from somebody saying, this guy is projecting to be potentially the next Aaron Judge. Why would you want to trade that? And I'm like, because there are so many landmines between 17-year-old D2 player in the Dominican, so many landmines between that and being the next Aaron Judge. The roadmap from being a 17-year-old playing in a second-tier league in the Dominican, the roadmap from there to being the next Aaron Judge, it's a long roadmap filled with landmines and off-ramps and... I'm not comfortable projecting that. Others said, don't trade that guy. Well, they have players that are closer to being, and that's kind of Gator. Gator's in love with him.
Yeah, I don't think he's Aaron Judge, but no. I'd like to let this one marinate for a little
bit. He admits probably too much because they've never done this with a guy like that. They've never had an international signing like this. So for you, it's, just in part because it's a bright, shiny new thing that is brand new. But, you know, and other people are like, trade everybody. Get rid of everybody. We're trying to win now. And
I'm just trying to win a World Series. Yeah,
that's one of the things that callers like to say to us. If I have a list, that's on the list. I'm just trying to win, guys. Everybody's trying to win. There's different ways to get there. Feedback coming in. Champ William Byron for winning the NASCAR race in Iowa. We're running out of gas coming to the checkered flag. Chump me have watched 3 Tiger games on TV all year, which they won. I decided while we're in the emergency room on Friday night, I would turn on the Tigers. The Phillies proceeded to score 5 runs while the Tigers only scored 1 after I turned it on. Sorry, Tiger fans. I'll take the blame. That's from Racing Kid in Lansing.
Well, at least you know.
Kevin at Ford says, Champ Jacob Marcy from Allen Park making his MLB debut this weekend versus the New York Yankees and going 4-for-8 with 3 doubles and a triple. Chump MLB trying to play the game in Bristol on Saturday night in the stadium, running out of food. It ran out of food. They were understaffed. What happened is the NASCAR event that's held there, you can bring in a soft cooler. So people bring in like their own beer and their own food and their own sandwiches. Major League Baseball didn't allow that. Mm. But they had the same number of concession stands open as they do for NASCAR races. People bring their own concessions to the Bristol Motor Speedway. And they weren't allowed to for the MLB game, so they were understaffed. They brought in a few food trucks. And by all accounts, the food was great. But there were fans. One account from a Sports Illustrated writer said that he waited in line for 90 minutes. I think he said for a coffee.
Wow. I just saw highlights of the game. And so I didn't know any of the backstory stuff about the lines were horrible. You called it the fire fest of sports.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because it looked pretty cool. You know, the way the stands were set up, it looked like there's a lot of people there to see it. And when... the Braves player White hit 2 home runs. It was kind of cool. And then you've got the Corvette doing the laps around the track with the home run banner hanging out. And it looked like it was kind of cool. They were having fun. But waiting 90 minutes for a coffee or waiting 90 minutes for a hot dog or whatever the case was is ridiculous.
Sports Illustrated writer said he waited 45 minutes for the only real barbecue food. Later during the rain delay, I waited an hour and a half in line for a coffee.
Wow.
Yeah. Hour and a half.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's
you might want to talk about your coffee addiction if you're going to wait 90 minutes in line.
Well, there's that too. Maybe some lessons learned there from Major League Baseball.
I hope so, because it was a cool idea. They tried, and the rain made it worse. They tried so hard to play that game, and they were playing it under conditions that if it were a normal game in a normal field. But then there were the unfortunate part of the white ponchos they gave out that made the crowd look like they were wearing hooded white robes. Oh. I mean, it was just... Oh, boy. Champ Tiger starting pitching chump Scott Harris for sitting in the closet dreaming of his shiny prospects in lieu of trying to win a World Series. I mean, look, he's in love with his own prospects. So is Steve Yzerman. And, you know, this is the kind of deal that some people see it as, don't trade away the next John Smoltz. Other people say it as empty the tank. Dave Dombrowski, when he was a Tiger GM, emptied the tank, traded away Jacob Turner and Cameron Maben and Andrew Miller and all those guys. And he built a World Series contending team and they didn't win it. He has won it elsewhere. And he did it again in Philly. Mm-hmm. That's his formula. The other formula is to draft and develop from within. You know who won World Series doing that?
The Tigers.
The Tigers have done it, and that was eons ago in a kind of a different baseball world, but the Astros did it, which is where AJ Hinch was the manager. They did a great job of drafting and developing. Again, disappointed, I think some people are giving up on the season because of the trade deadline.
Well, yeah, and that's do it at your own peril, I guess, right? And I understand the frustration. Both you and I have expressed our somewhat frustration with it, or at least we're a little bit disappointed with what they came out of it with. But now it's, okay, the trade deadline's behind you. Now your plan's got to work, right? The guys you picked up have got to be good enough. The two starting pitchers so far have pitched awfully well. Finnegan had the one opportunity. He pitched awfully well, getting four straight outs as a bullpen arm. That's great. The next stage of that is going to be at some point when Sewald comes up, if Hewer ever comes up this year. But it's also going to be dependent on guys that you're counting on to continue to play well, like Zach McKinstry. You're hoping he continues to play as well as he has. Matt Vierling's got to start to get going, because that's the right-handed bat that everybody's clamoring for that I would defend against. Like, you don't need a right-handed. Just if you want a bat, get a bat. But Matt Vierling got to play last night because he's right-handed, and he went 0-for. And he's off to a horrible start this year. So that's another guy. The pressure is going to, he's going to start feeling the pressure.
Champ, Gator for beating Rieger in golf. Chump, the Tigers for the lackluster showing against the Phillies. That's from Brian. Another Brian. Brian at work says, my champ this week is Gator for kicking Rieger's butt at the golf outing. My chump is Rieger. Gator making a run here. Hey, guys.
Jeff did shoot the boot. I give him credit for that with his brand new golf shoe.
Wait a second. Brand new?
Yeah. I look at them like those are new shoes. Huh? I was like, yeah, all right.
So he lost and drank beer out of his brand new golf shoe.
Yeah. Yep.
Because ever I've done a shoot the boot, it's been the end of the shoe.
Yes.
That's it. Wow.
People freak out about that because, you know, it's a dirty old shoe. I'm like, right. Yeah.
But I'm getting rid of it.
And you're going to drink beer through it and it'll.
I'm betting on my immune system.
There you go. Yay, immunity.
Scott Harris is keeping his prospects for next offseason when they lose Scooble. He's going to trade for a starter or two to try and fill the void.
I could see that.
I could too. If they do lose Scooble, as long as they are going to use the money that they have budgeted for Scooble to improve their roster overall, there are more paths to winning the World Series than through Scooble. I prefer that they keep him. But again, if they lose Scooble, I'm not giving up.
No. Look, there's some big ifs down the road and some big challenges down the road, and they're all prospect laden. You know, we don't know how Kevin McGonigal or Max Clark or Josue Briseño or these guys are going to, you know, react when they get to the major leagues. Heck, we don't even know what Jackson Jobe is going to be like.
No.
Right. I mean, cause he hasn't been great when he's been brought up. He's had some flashes where he's been really exciting, but for the most part, I don't think Jackson Jobe has looked like he's the second coming. And now he's out for the next year or so. So we don't know what he's going to be. But I feel like it's a lot on him, because the Tigers as an organization with starting pitching, doesn't seem like there's a ton of depth with starting pitching throughout the organization. So that's going to be a challenge for them to find ways to improve on that, to go beyond signing Alex Cobb in the offseason or trading for, you know, rental pitchers like Morton and Paddock. You're going to have to make a bigger splash than that, and it's going to start this offseason.
248-539-9797. More Champ and Chubb votes coming in. Champ Gator for beating Rieger in golf. Chump the Dallas Cowboys because they suck. That's from Aaron. My champ is Isaac Tesla for being only a Lion. Actually, do something. My chump is all the Tiger relievers whose names that end in H.
Or start. Last name start with H.
My champ, he says the names that end in H. I think he means start at H. Yeah,
there's a lot of them.
248-539-9797. All right. I'll tell you why people shouldn't be freaking out yet about the backup quarterback situation. We'll get to that today at 11:05 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
So you were up north with family members and had a great time on a golfing weekend.
Did a Ryder Cup, took on a bunch of relatives from California. So it was three guys from California, one from Colorado versus myself, my two boys, and my nephew. And we did a point play match play. Best ball, you know, our cart versus your cart.
Alternate shot? I don't know.
No, we didn't do alternate shot. Nobody seems to like alternate shot as much. But we did played a point per nine, and then we did singles play in the final round, and we lost 8.5 points to 7.5 points. Played four rounds total. It was great.
So where'd you play?
Bay Harbor.
Oh, well, okay. Nice.
Played the Lynx in the quarry there. It is beautiful. And the Californians were like, wow.
I always love to hear other people's opinions. If they're going to come from California, they're from San Diego too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they played like Pebble.
They played Torrey Pines, I imagine, too. They're right there.
Yes, Torrey Pines. One of them had just come back from playing Firestone in Ohio. And yes, they played Torrey a lot.
They were impressed with Bay
Harbor. Yeah, they said it was on par with all of them. And I don't know, man, the ninth hole at the quarry where you sit there in the deck chairs and watch people come in on the par four there with the water in the background, it's a spectacular vista.
It's pretty great. What about, so you played Bay Harbor.
Crooked Tree, which was in really good shape and also had beautiful views. And I actually hit the ball the best at Crooked Tree, so it was my personal favorite. And one pushed the front. We lost the front, won the back. Played Chestnut Valley, which is...
my favorite.
I know you love Chestnut Valley.
It's just nice, easy, relaxing course.
And then you and I always talk about our up north hidden gem. Hidden River was our last.
Oh, that's nice.
Last nine, we actually just scrambled, mixed up the teams, and scrambled there, and it was
good shape.
Very enjoyable. It was in great shape and really crowded, but it moved along, and so it didn't matter how many. If it's moving along, it doesn't matter how many people are there. But there's a lot of people. I will say this. The golf industry in northern Michigan, it strikes me it is very healthy right now. One of the pros gave us some data about how many rounds they were up this year. And I was like, why do you think that is? And they said, I think people are choosing to vacation closer to home. And we draw from other states.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody gets a summer home in Ohio. People, so they That's just typically they come right. up, they come up here. And if people are staying closer to home, it's not just Michiganders. It's people from Illinois and Indiana and Ohio and maybe coming in from Wisconsin through the UP that take advantage. Wisconsin's actually a pretty,
pretty
beautiful
spots,
state that they could stay home too. But we're very fortunate in that. And they think that instead of like traveling internationally or going to the West Coast or East Coast or down South or whatever, people are staying closer to home. And who's benefiting? The resort areas in the Midwest. And that's, includes up north. So it was really, really fun. Really, really fun.
They're missing out on the Canadian tourist, but outside of that,
they said they're way down the Canadian tourist.
To your point, though, about staying within the country, we do very well.
Yep. And if you're, I got into the point where I just love up north golf so much, I barely play down here, try to practice here, and then when we go to our place up north. But yeah, all those courses were great.
Nice.
Had a really good time.
Great weather, too.
Even though we took an L. It was really good weather. Although there's a smoke from the Canadian fires.
Yeah, it was prominent.
Yep.
Prominent down here. I'm sure it was prominent up there. I noticed it
certainly was
a lot on Thursday and Friday.
Anyway, I got to get to Kang's. Yeah. We promise we'll do that at 12:30 because there's some news out of it. And then he had a weird experience with something. I just was like, wait, what happened?
That is, it is definitely weird.
We'll get to that today at 12:35. But back to your phone calls. David in Dearborn is next. Hi, David.
Hi. Thanks. I just was wondering, in my recollection, since the Jared Goff era started, with the exception of Bridgewater, who had a lot of experience, all of our backup or backup quarterbacks have been terrible, except for one guy that came on at the end of training camp last year and was very eye-opening in how much better he was than Nate Sudfeld. And as far as I can tell, than the guys they have now. Yet they dropped him. His name was Jake Fromm. And do you know anything about why that might have been, having looked so good in that final preseason game?
Because they liked Hendon Hooker better?
Well, they hung on to Hendon Hooker, and I can understand his credentials, you know, the kind of player he was in college. But Jake Fromm looked far better than Hendon Hooker did in training camp last year, and certainly so far this year. Yeah, I don't think I'm alone in that opinion, and I'm surprised that you guys don't say the same thing.
Do you know where Jake Fromm is right now?
They kept somebody, and they dropped somebody else.
And they dropped the guy that was better than the other two that they had.
Well, playing in different situations. That guy did very well in against third-string and fourth-string guys, and I thought Hooker played pretty well last year.
He was completing passes and coverage and all the things that our quarterbacks now are not doing as a
So where's Fromm now?
He's nowhere.
Okay.
I mean, Well, that's a great question. I mean, I don't know the particulars. They obviously didn't like Fromm nearly as much as they liked their other guys, and apparently nobody does.
Well, it's funny because I saw production last year, and I'm not seeing it from anyone else, and I haven't seen it since. So, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, look, one performance in a preseason game can be wildly misleading, but Jake Fromm isn't anywhere right now. So, you know, it's not just the Lions that apparently don't believe in him.
I mean, look, great college quarterback, great career at Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Was this his lone appearance last year in the preseason against Pittsburgh? He went 6-for-8 for 89 yards. No touchdowns, no picks. That was at the end of the Pittsburgh game. Did he play in any other preseason game last year? He did not play in the second preseason game. And he did not play in the first preseason game. So, look, you got a small window into what they saw. They had him in practice. They had him in joint practices. And apparently after everything, he is nowhere right now. I mean, Google search is not showing up on any roster. So, don't know. 248-539-9797. I would just tend to think that it's not just the Lions that weren't believers. It's apparently nobody thinks that Jake Fromm has really, really got much to offer, unfortunately. Let's go to Robert on a cell. Hi, Robert.
Good afternoon, guys. Love the show. I think this has already been discussed a little bit, but can we just stop with, like, the deadline was Chris Illich being cheap? And it, like, that insanity is just, to me, like, the just lazy, let's just, you know, rip on Chris Illich because he's not as like his dad in terms of like payroll or whatever. The deadline isn't about payroll. Like, Bednar would have cost, I think, less than $2 million. Even Suarez, who's a rental and quote-unquote expensive, like prorated, it was like $4.5 million, which would add like 3% to their team payroll. So it just infuriates me when you see it on social media or when people call in here. It's 100% about Harris not wanting to give up any of his apparently top 20 guys, which we'll see how that all plays out. But it's just the whole payroll Chris Illich being cheap thing is just, it's so moronic.
Some of the cheapest trade deadline acquisitions you can make are rentals, as far as the cash is concerned. The cheap is, if it's applied to the Tigers, it's that they don't want to sell any of their highest prospects. But yeah, I would use other things as examples if I wanted to make an argument that Chris Illich was being cheap. Exactly. And it would be last offseason.
And do you think, like, Chris Illich is the one saying, hey, don't give up any of those top 20 prospects?
No.
I don't know. We're not in the room. But I'm of the belief that he's signing the checks and he's letting Harris do his job and construct and build the entire system from, you know,
flying Tigers and Lakeland all the way up to the major league team.
Look, the only way you could say it is if you knew for a fact that Chris Illich said, don't pick up Suarez because I don't want to pay the rest of his salary for the remaining of the year. And that nobody's going to say that.
I would imagine that they wouldn't, especially when they were willing to pay Alex Bregman. Now, that was a longer-term investment, but what was it, $170 million or whatever?
$171.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback. And we will get to this really odd thing that happened to Kang when he was gone for the weekend that I think everybody would be saying, what? No. We'll get to that today at 1235 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.